John, great to be talking to you here in the midst of Bunman Joinery, in the beautiful place that is Bunman. Great to be talking to you.
Thank you.
How long have you been in business here?
52 years.
Wow.
Since 73.
And how did you get into that originally?
Well, originally I trained as a carpenter in Waterford. In 73, I was finished training and I decided to do something on my own. So, started. Didn't expect it to go as big as it did, but, you know.
So did you actually start making windows right off? Or?
I did a variety. It would have been a bit of cabinet work as well, you know. Mm. So, a variety of stuff, really. Didn't start in this premise. We were only in this premise since 79. But we were over on the other side of Bunman, a place called Isnagair. That's where I started. A local businessman gave me a place over there. Mr. Flamin was his name.
Anything to Flamin's porridge.
The boss man, yeah.
So this was a big plunge now.
Oh, it was, yeah. Just go back to say he was an absolute gentleman. Stay until 79, then we built the joinery there, and then we built another bit, and we went into PVC and aluminium. So that's where we are at the moment, yeah.
Good stuff. And the technology has changed so much over the years.
Oh, it has.
Yeah. Like from the windows you would have been making back in the day to what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah. When I started first making windows, there was no draft excluder on them or that. All that came bit by bit. We grew up with it, really. Double lazing. Originally, it was all single lazing. Mm-hmm. But double lazing and triple lazing even now, you know. So it's all coming on. I'm a little removed from the business now,
yes,
as my three daughters and my son are more or less running it now.
Must be very proud of that.
It's great to see him interested in it. And like I'm always saying to him, whatever you do, pull together, you know. Mm. So important. It has been good business. We were always busy. I remember when I came here first, the building was so big. I said, well, sure, if we're busy 3 days a week, we'd be happy. And so we were always busy 5 days and 6 days a week.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, fair dues. Yeah. And starting off as a carpenter as well, I have to say I have great respect for carpentry trade. It's a great trade, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It was all along to me where carpenters going way back, as long as I can remember. And my father worked in the jute factory.
Well known to so many people in Waterford.
Yeah, he was there for 37 years, I think. He went in there in 37 and he left in 74. Well, he retired in 74. I was just 12 months on my own at that time. And he came with me then. He was never paid, but he came.
Became a family affair.
He did, yeah. And he was great help and sure.
Experience.
Great experience.
What have you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. How many people do you employ now?
We have 20, about 20 now. We used to have more. Before the crash, we had 40, but we've just 20 now, which is, we're happy with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to do something you can manage.
Oh, that's it, yeah. I look back and I say, God, where did we get the wages every week for 40 people and we had them, you know? Sort of. If you thought about it, I often say, if you thought
never
about
it.
The 1st of January, if you thought about it, all I have to make to pay my rates, my insurance, my wages, my everything like that, you wouldn't go on. But it just, you go with the flow, I suppose.
Oh, fantastic. And your future's looking bright for you?
Yeah, we're quite happy. John is very good now. He went to a college up in Letterfrack and he came back and he had a lot of new ideas. Like I say to him, the only way I knew I was making money is if there was money in the bank.
Yeah.
But he has all the technology.
Yes.
He could tell you now how he did last month, how he did the month before, this type of thing. Yeah. And he's really good at it.
Well, it's a great family business. It really is. And going from strength to strength. And delighted to say that. And John, a real pleasure to meet yourself. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for coming out. Thank you very much.